Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. And just as I was saying good evening, I was thinking you might be listening in the morning. So good morning to those that are listening in the morning. Good afternoon to those that are listening in the afternoon. And good evening to those that are listening in the evening. I shouldn't get derailed with things like that. We've got a great edition of Back Porch Bluegrass lined up for you with some of my favourite music. A good friend of mine, Anthony Billington, gave me an album of the Earls of Leicester. I knew about them. I'd heard their music. I'd actually seen a DVD of theirs and thoroughly enjoyed what they were doing. The Earls of Leicester, a bluegrass group assembled by Jerry Douglas to present the music of Leicester Flat, Earl Scruggs and their band, the Foggy Mountain Boys, in a contemporary audience. The music focuses on the Flat and Scruggs during the period when the band consisted of Leicester Flat on guitar and lead vocals, Earl Scruggs on banjo and guitar, Uncle Josh Graves on dobro, Paul Warren on fiddle, Curly Seckler on mandolin, Cousin Jake Tullock on bass, and of course it's a play on the name of Earl Scruggs and Leicester Flat, and the Earls of Leicester is spelt as Leicester in England. Leicester sort of is what I used to think it was. In the band, you've got Jerry Douglas on dobro, Sean Kemp on lead vocals and guitar, doing the Leicester Flat stuff, Charlie Cushman on banjo and guitars. He's absolutely brilliant banjo player, doing Earl Scruggs. Tim O'Brien's on the album, singing the tenor part. And Johnny Warren, this is the significant one, Johnny Warren, Paul Warren's son, is the fiddle player. So he's playing his dad's fiddle on the album too, isn't that cool? And Barry Bales from the Alison Krauss and Union Station Band is on bass. Look, they're a great band doing this Leicester Flat, Earl Scruggs stuff. We're going to hear a few tracks on the show today, and I find it exciting. Here we're going to hear them singing the classic Don't Let Your Deal Go Down for all the banjo players. This is the one played out of F-shapes. And then I'll go stepping to...
Well, I've been all around this whole wide world, up and down, sunny Alabama. My mom always told me, son, never let your deal go down.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down till your last dollar's gone. Last time I seen that gal of mine, she's standing in the door. She said, honey, I'll be a long time gone, you'll never see your gal no more.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down till your last old dollar's gone. I'm going down the railroad track, I'm gonna take my rocking chair. If these doggone blues don't leave my mind, I'm gonna rock away from here.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down till your last old dollar's gone. Step into, yes, I'm gonna step into my honey, I'm gonna step into I'll lock the door, put out the cat, and I'll go step into. Come in late, we began to fight. You tell me there are more fish in the sea, but the bait ain't what it used to be, and I got news for you. Now after this, when you step out, and I'll go step into, yes, I'm gonna step into my honey, I'll go step into. I'll lock the door, put out the cat, and I'll go step into. Where you been? With your hair messed up and your clothes don't fit you right. Don't start to yell if you find lipstick on me too. Then you'll know that I have been stepping just like you. Yes, I'm gonna step into my honey. I'm gonna step into. I'll lock the door, put out the cat, and I'll go step into. Step into my honey, I'll go step into. I'll lock the door, put out the cat, and I'll go step into.
Oh, they just play this music so well, and Charlie Cushman on banjo is as close to Earl Scruggs as you can possibly imagine, and just captures the feel perfectly. Just love it. We'll be hearing a little bit more from them later on in the show. Another album I've been listening to is the album by San Francisco-based performer Kathy Kallick and the Kathy Kallick Band. And one of the reasons why I'm listening to that is in June this year, I get to go over to a festival, the Father's Day Festival in Grass Valley, just north of Sacramento. And preceding the festival is a camp where you can sort of pick on an instrument and study up on that in the mornings and study other things in the afternoon. It's about a couple of hundred people all getting together to learn something. We stay on the same campsite as the festival's held. And so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're at the music camp, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're at the Bluegrass Festival. And I've signed up to in one of the Dobro classes, and the Dobro player that I've signed up to learn from is Greg Booth from the Kathy Kallick Band. So I'm listening fairly closely to Kathy, of course, and finding out the music that Greg plays. He's a banjo player as well, and also plays pedal steel, but he plays just lovely dobro, and he's going to be my instructor. So I started listening closely to them and really enjoyed the music, and I thought you would too. We got a couple of songs from Kathy lined up, Fare Thee Well, and then a real neat song about Lulu and Jack. It's got a lovely story to it about a girl comes out from England, marries this rough guy who then wants to move right over to the west. And you listen to the words of the song, and I think you'll enjoy it too, all backed by Greg Booth's superb dobro playing. The Kathy Kallick Band.
Fine friends, the dearest to my heart, those loved so well through all the years, the time has come for us to part. I'll not accept your saddest tears. Think on the best of all our the gladdest moments we have shared. Hold dear the favorite funny lines, the boldest truths we may have shared. As you go out in the gentle night, when you leave, please don't bid me goodbye. Please just say,
cover the hillsides round here.
connected with the railroad out west, through Arizona and into California, where he sent for the one he loved best. Jack built them a house and sent letters and missives, imploring his love to appear. Lulu said, I crossed an ocean to be by your side, Jack. This journey's more than I can bear. Oh, come with me, my English flower. Together there's nothing to fear. Oh, my violets, my sweet English violets. How could I leave my sweet violets? Jack Blue. On train, stage, and horseback, she traveled to him and found violets filled every room. He'd put violets in every row. Oh, stay with me, my English flower. I'll hold you and dry every tear. Oh, the violets, my darling Jack Blue. You put violets in every room.
A couple of lovely songs there from the Kathy Kallick Band. Also included in the band is Kathy playing guitar and doing the lead vocals. Dan Booth on bass and harmony singing. I guess that might be Greg's brother, but I don't entirely know that. Who else have we got? We've got Tom Beckany on mandolin and vocals, and Annie Staninek on the fiddle and vocals. Lovely band, and they have a lovely choice of material. Well, way back in the 1940s, and just when bluegrass music was starting to get underway, the Western Swing movement was still in force, and a lot of the fiddle players for bluegrass music came from Western Swing, and you'll understand why when you hear this next track. We're going to hear from Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, 1941, their recording of Take Me Back to Tulsa, and you can just imagine the fiddle player from, or one of the fiddle players from this band stepping into some of the bluegrass music, like Chubby Wise was starting to play with Bill Monroe.
Dinah stole my heart away from me way down Louisiana.
Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Oh, here comes Mr. Strickland now. All right.
Little bee sucks the blossom, big bee gets the honey, darky raises the cotton, white man gets the money.
Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
On the contrary, Mr. Louis, turn it out. Oh, turn it on, boy, turn it on.
Walk and talk, Susie, walk and talk, Susie, walk and talk, Susie, walk and talk, Susie.
Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Great big smile, never do look sour.
No.
Travel all over the country, playing by the hour. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to wed thee.
Oh, Bob Wills and Texas Playboys. Here's a bit of the Johnson Mountain Boys, one of the great bands of the 1980s, sort of really taking it back to the heart of bluegrass music with a song called My Better Years. Johnson Mountain Boys with Dudley Connell, who we've had from Longview, and also seldom seen. He's appeared as the tenor singer and the lead singer for both those bands and does a fine job. Well, he was the lead singer in the Johnson Mountain Boys, David McLaughlin, on fiddle and mandolin. I better get it before I say it wrong. And Tom Adams on banjo and Eddie Stubbs on fiddle. What a great band. We're going to hear from Sawmill Road now, and this is a band from sort of the West Coast area. and of the USA, Steve Spurgeon on bass, Bruce Johnson on fiddle, Charles Edsel on guitar, Dick Brown on banjo, and Mark Miracle on mandolin. And he's the man that came out to New Zealand with X-Train playing mandolin, doing lead and tenor harmonies. And he was also in the Sonoran Dogs, who were at the Mountain Grass Festival last year in Australia. And Sawmill Road will also be appearing at the festival that I'm going to in June. So a bit of luck. I'll see Mark again. We'll get to talk, share something. But in the meantime, I'd like to share some of the music from the album Sawmill Road with you. A couple of songs, Lovebird, and then Let's Be Sweethearts Again.
With this ring, how they wed, it's a promise true. He looked into her eyes and said, honey, I love you. With no room for doubt and a heart complete, she swore she'd love no other, and he said, you're all I need. In each other's arms through the whole night long, they would listen out the window to the mountain lovebird song. But love's sweet and warm can grow dark and cold if a man feels chained by a little band of gold. And there's a lovebird singing in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and it sounds like her heartbreak, for her true love's flown now to some other bower, and he took her love song away. Sounds like her heart to break, for her true love's flown now to some other bower, and he took her love song away.
Thank you. just the way we used to be. Let's be sweethearts again, darling, just you and me.
Sawmill Road with some great songs there. Hope you enjoyed them. Let's listen to a banjo classic, the tune John Henry, Mike Scott and Co. Henry, and that's Mike Scott, and along with Mike we had Brian Sutton playing guitar, we had Aubrey Haney playing fiddle, Mike Compton on mandolin, and Ben Isaacs on bass. So a bit of an all-star lineup, you might say. Well, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you the music that I love, and hoping that you're enjoying some of my selections. There's opportunities for live music, of course, if you're around the Hamilton area. This Saturday out at Cambridge High School, 7:30 start, a concert for Molly G. It's a fundraiser for her to go to the World Performing Arts in Los Angeles in June, and she's going across to represent New Zealand in a sort of performing arts great expo that features people from all over the world, teenagers. And Molly is a superb performer, both as a vocalist and as a banjo player. That's I'm teaching a banjo, and she is just going from strength to strength on banjo, and she just fits banjo playing in. She does songs, she really likes the bluegrass music, she does country stuff, she does songs from everywhere, really. Very great performer, and this concert is a benefit concert to help her raise funds. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band are going to be there. We'll be there in force, and we might have a surprise guest on fiddle for you. Brendan Dugan is going to be there. The Toner Sisters are going to be there. Glenn Carley is going to be there. Mike and Hayley Monaghan are going to be there. There's going to be some great people at the show. I don't have the ad in front of me. I'm just sort of forgot to bring it, and I'm doing these from my memory, but it's going to be a great show. Come along and see that. On the fourth Sunday of each month, we have Back Porch Bluegrass, which is a pretty informal gathering of people to play banjos and fiddles and mandolins and guitars and sing songs and have a good time. We have Pete and the Skiffy Rivets just this for the February meeting. No one for March. In April, we've got Legal Tender coming. We also get the opportunities to host people out of Back Porch Bluegrass schedules, and we had a meeting at Navara a few weeks ago where we had the company from Brisbane, and they came and made lots of friends and played some wonderful music, and I'm going to play something from them now. This is a song called Many Rooms, written by Jamie Clark, the guitar player and singer. I hope you enjoy this. Oh, some very contemporary bluegrass from the company who've not long been through New Zealand. I forgot to mention when we were talking about what's coming up on April the 2nd, there's going to be a outdoor concert at my place. Yes, some real back porch bluegrass. That's going to be featuring Hot Diggity, who are a great all-girl bluegrass band, and they have some wonderful musicians. We're going to talk more about that in subsequent shows, but we're going to have a great concert coming up then, so get the details. It'll be on Facebook. Just look up Hot Diggity. It'll be all about it, and we're going to have this lovely concert at my place. If the weather's no good, we'll be having it indoors, so no worries about it. Like a mini bluegrass festival with Hot Diggity. Oh, let's get back to Earls of Leicester. Dig a Hole in the Meadow. This came off the Flat and Scruggs performance at Vanderbilt University, one of my early records. It has a lot of memories for me. And then the classic of theirs, Some Old Day, featuring superb dobro playing from Jerry Douglas. Earls of Leicester.
In the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay down and cool it down. Wake up, darling Corey, what makes you sleep so sound? The highway robbers are coming, gonna tear your playhouse down. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, we're gonna lay down and cool it down. Well, the last time I seen Donna Corey on the banks of the deep blue sea, had a 44 buckled around her and a banjo on her knee. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, we're gonna lay down and cool it down. Wake up, darling Corey, go get me my gun. Ain't no man for trouble, but I'd die before I run. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay down and cool it down. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay down and cool it down. Some sweet day they'll turn me loose from this dirty old calaboose. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some old day, you wait for me and pray. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some sweet day they'll turn me loose from this dirty old calaboose. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Thank you. Oh, dear mother, I've hurt you so. I've been cruel to you, I know. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Tell my brother, my sister and dad, tell the dear friends that I've had. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some old day, you wait for me and pray. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some sweet day they'll turn me loose from this dirty old calaboose. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some old day, you wait for me and pray. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some sweet day they'll turn me loose from this dirty old calaboose. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day.
Isn't that great? I love hearing these old songs again. I enjoyed hearing Flat and Scruggs do them, and I love listening to the Earls of Leicester. Let's have a gospel song. Time for a gospel song. Kathy Kallick will get her band back again and do the old Bill Monroe song, I Want the Lord to Protect My Soul.
Down life's highway, all alone I trod. Trust in God, but you find out that your silver and gold won't pay the price to protect your soul.
Oh, I want the Lord,
oh, I want the Lord
to protect my soul,
to protect my soul,
to lead me on,
to lead me on
to heaven's home,
to heaven's home. My life down here,
my life down here
will soon be on.
We'll soon be on,
and I want the Lord. Protect my soul. There's many a church down life's highway where people sing, rejoice and pray. Why don't you stop at one and join the fold and ask the Lord to protect your soul. The Lord,
and I want the Lord
to protect my soul. When this old world is doomed in sin, you'll cry, oh Lord, please let me in. But it'll be too late to make your goal or to ask the Lord. Down here,
my life down here
will soon be old,
will soon be old,
and I want the Lord,
and I want the Lord
to protect my soul.
Oh, I want the Lord
to protect my soul,
to lead me on,
to heaven's home. My life down here
will soon be old.
And I want the Lord,
and I want the Lord
to protect my soul,
my weary soul.
Kathy Kallick Band with I Want the Lord to Protect My Soul. Great gospel song. Well, it's time to pack up our things and go. Maybe time for one more song, and I think a nice way to take it out will be the Spinney Brothers, two boys from Nova Scotia with a fine bluegrass band. This is from the album Living the Dream, and it's a track called Digging in the Ground. I hope you've enjoyed listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I've enjoyed playing my favorite music for you, and if you tune in again, which wherever you're getting this show from, be it Access Radio stations or via podcast from your computers, from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. Thanks for listening and enjoying the music with me. Here's some Digging in the Ground.
In a little sleepy hollow, way back in the hills, there used to be a little country town. There lived the finest people that you ever hoped to see, till they started digging in the ground. When they started digging in the ground, there were shady rows of maple trees and green mountainsides. Change the mountains all around. Now the land is scarred and battered, and the shade trees have died. I'm ashamed to even call it my hometown. Since they started digging in the ground, very clearly, just after the war, coal trucks came rumbling through our town, making overnight millionaires out of people who were poor, and they turned the hills and hollers upside down. When they started digging in the ground, their neighbor, they were proud to be a friend, but now a helping hand could not be found. Ain't it funny how a dollar builds a wall around a man? Now they cling to the riches they have found, since they started digging in the ground.